Hello and welcome back to another episode of 29 And. I am your host, Casey. And 29 And is a podcast where I rant, reflect, and unpack a mixed bag of topics on my journey of intentionally staying true to myself, my purpose, and my blackness. And I am so happy that you're here. Today's episode is a collective check-in where I encourage you and me and all of us to tap into what is going on within as we navigate through what I can only describe as a revolutionary time for us, a transformative time for us. And so I hope you enjoy, and let's get into the show. Grand Rising, beautiful Black people. Life has been happening on my end, and I'm sure with you as well. Lessons are being learned on my end, and I'm sure on yours as well. But I'm happy to be back for another episode, and I am very happy that I have this energy to share. This episode, I am speaking directly to my fellow intentional Black creatives, my fellow intentional Black entrepreneurs, my fellow intentional Black artists, whatever you may identify as. If it resonates with you, I am speaking to you. This episode is for us, as in the year of our Lord 2020, we have come very, very far. And we do have such a way to go as we move forward still with new understandings, with new realizations, with new perspectives. This year has been no joke thing in the way it's shaping our outlook on our future. So firstly, shout out to you. Shout out to me. Shout out to us. Honestly. I wanted to switch things up a bit for this episode by holding space for us all to conduct a personal mental health check-in. I am not a mental health professional. I am merely a voice and a vessel. I'm going to ask 5 questions to the listening collective in the hopes that you, the listener, are able to reflect on the answers for yourself either right now as I conduct the episode or at a later time on your own time. And I, as an accountability measure, will definitely be doing the same for myself outside of this recording. Okay. So as I mentioned a little earlier, this year has definitely been an intense one. Some are saying it's a karmic year. And this practice that I'm bringing to the collective is a gentle reminder to consistently check in on the state of your physical and mental health in order for you to be the best you and move forward in continuing to achieve your goals. Because even 2020 is not going to stop us. You might have to pause this episode to write some things down in your notes app or your notebook or your journal as we move along. I encourage it. I will be leaving some time in between each question for you to reflect. I'll say about 5 deep breaths for myself just so that you have, again, time to reflect. And take all the time you need for this, as you deserve to extend time for your personal reflection. So again, I mentioned I'm not a licensed mental health professional. These questions that I'm sharing with the collective, again, as simply a vessel, they were sourced from a therapist by the name of Mina B. I may be adding ad-libs to these questions. Those are mine. But the source questions can be found on Mina B's Instagram page at MINAA_B. And also, you can check out that page for some dope mental health resources. I will absolutely link their information in the show notes. Okay, let's get to reflecting. Question number one. How am I feeling today? How am I feeling today? Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Question number one is, how am I feeling today? In the now, in this moment. Question number two. What is taking up most of my headspace? What is taking up most of my head space or my heart space? Question number two. Question number three. When is the last time I ate a whole meal? No matter what it was. Question number three. When is the last time I ate a whole meal? Question number four. Am I tired? Am I tired? Question number four. Do I need to rest, even if only for a moment? And question number five. what will I engage in today that will bring me joy? The smallest to the most revolutionary thing you can do for your day. Question number 5. What will I engage in today that will bring me joy? And now I'm going to repeat them. Question number 1. How am I feeling today in this moment? In the present moment. Question number 2. What is taking up most of my headspace? Or what is weighing heavy on my heart space? Question number 3. When is the last time I ate a whole meal? When's the last time I nourished myself, no matter what it was? That includes water too. Question number 4. Am I tired? Does a bitch need to rest, even if it is just a moment out of the day today? Am I tired? Do I honor rest for myself? And question number 5. What will I engage in today that will bring me joy? Again, from the smallest thing to the most revolutionary thing you can do for your day. And those were the 5 questions. I wanted to sit in gratitude for therapist Mina B for sharing these reflection questions with us. Although they may seem simple in nature, if done consistently, the hope is that we'll be able to see patterns in our behavior in relation to what we're going through in our lives. And with those patterns, we may then be able to see or make the necessary changes we feel we may need in order to be the best version of ourselves. So again, I thank Mina B for helping make that information accessible to us. And I sit in gratitude and I thank you for participating in this reflection with me. As a fellow Black intentional creative in the GTA, I know that I need my fellow community members if I am to thrive. So please believe that when I check in on you, it's from my heart, as I firmly believe in the power of our interconnectedness. So again, thank you. Another show under the belt, under the 29 and podcast belt. I am so grateful to you, the listener. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. I hope that you are keeping well with all of the uncertainty that surrounds us. I hope that you are finding peace wherever you can. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please do like, subscribe, share, write a review, tell a friend. Again, we all have a role to play. And I know I am going to be exactly where I need to be. All in divine timing. And so this is a gentle reminder to you as the listener that you can participate in this growth, in this ascension. And yeah, I'm grateful for you. I am grateful, so grateful. And again, I do hope that you are keeping sane, keeping safe, keeping well as well as possible, finding moments of joy wherever you can, because you deserve to. and I love you, and we need you. Yeah. So yes, please take care, be well, and peace. Casey signing out.